Oh, hit it. Prepare yourselves for a rant. In between episodes, Rainy and I were chatting, and I came up on something, and I'm ready to just fucking, I'm ready to rant. I can do this. We're going to start, it's going to be a rant, and we're going to continue. We're going to continue with some more episodes of Why? And I mean this in all sincerity. Why Muslim men are the manliest men on the planet Earth. And that's why white women want those Muslim men to come to the United States and rape them. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinion up your ass that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company until Hillary's cock gets in there. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, my friends and my enemies. You are wrong, and I am right. How does that happen? Well, here's how that happens. It happens because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, founded in 1999. Some of you were fucking sperm cells in 1999. And this right here is not a safe space. It is stating the obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform. Go fuck yourself, okay? I don't care. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about how you the fucking racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. I'm gonna offend. And that's the other, you know, people are like, goddamn. Anyway, I could rant about that. I'm a lot of fucking anarcho sissies. I have the Ben Stone podcast, in which I recognized that Ben Stone had finally gone over and become a fucking femistatist and a giant fucking anarcho-sissy. Anyhow, then the other stuff's going on, so somebody like asked me a question, like, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarch, blah, blah, blah. And it just made me start dealing with Michael W. Dean, who I have a lot of respect for Michael W. Dean. Again, if you don't know who Michael W. Dean is, Google him. He's written some great books. He wrote $30 Film School, which is about... Now, I went to college. I got a degree in making movies. That's fantastic. Or you could have bought the book $30 Film School from Amazon.com written by Michael W. Dean, which would have taught you everything about how to make movies from a man who's actually made movies and wrote a book about how to make movies. But no, you wasted 4 years of your... I know this person. 4 years of his life. I have a degree in video production, whatever. He's a fucking barista. I mean, it's not like he didn't graduate a year ago. No, the guy's been out of college for... 10 years? 15 years? He's still a goddamn barista. It's called a worthless degree. You want to make movies? Here's what you do. You want to make movies. This is not the rant I was going on. God damn it. So, but Michael W. Dean, God knows I love him. I do. I respect him. I love him. He was in a punk band back in the 80s. He's fucked shit tons of women and a bunch of men also. He's now happily married. He likes cats. I like cats. I've emailed the guy. We've had some contact. We don't like hang out or anything, but I've had some contact. He wrote the book. What's the name of the book? User's Guide to the Human Experience is, I think, what it's called. I'm pretty sure it's linked on the website, probably in resources. You can get it in a PDF, or you can get the audiobook version of it. It's out there. Great book. I don't agree with everything he wrote, but it doesn't fucking matter. I don't expect to agree with it. If you can, don't expect to agree with everything everybody else said. It's a fantastic book. Very influential on me, especially his parts about eliminating... What's his word for it? The word I always use for them is psychic vampires, because that's from the Satanic Bible. But, you know, the parasites, the time wasters, the people who drag you down, the psychic. He talks about toxic people, eliminating toxic people from your life. He also talks about time management. And, of course, Freedom Fiends podcast started as a podcast. He actually got it on the radio. This is a guy who got his fucking podcast on the radio. Not an easy thing to do. Sitting in a punk band, he's written books. He's written books about sex. Him and his wife used to do a podcast about sex. Very talented individual, a lot of drive, a lot of motivation. I have shit tons of respect for Michael W. Dean. He makes music still, puts it on the internet, lets you use it for free if you want to do it. Great fucking guy. Would drink a beer with him any day, except I don't think he drinks. Anarcho sissy, because, well, I don't like calling myself an anarcho-capitalist because anarchy and capitalism are two words that people don't like. It's like, guy, you know what, Michael, you've got to get over this fucking anarcho-sissy shit, okay? I am an anarcho-capitalist. If you hear me say the words anarchy and capitalism and you have an emotional response to those words, that's not my fucking problem. Why don't you go fuck yourself? I have an idea. If me being an anarchist and a capitalist offends you, why don't you get on your knees, suck Obama's cock, and swallow his cum, and see how fucking Obamacare works for you? Shut the fuck up. It is not my position. My mother did not fuck my father for 7 seconds or however long it took, and then carry me around in her womb for 9 fucking months, and then undergo labor, and then have me come out of her vagina this fucking big, because my head is huge, my dick is huge, my head is even bigger, have me come out of her fucking vagina, and then spend 18 years of her life raising me. She didn't do all that so that I could give a fuck about your goddamn fucking feelings. Why don't you fucking shoot yourself in the face with a bazooka, die, and make the world a better place, okay? Yeah, I don't want to call myself an anarcho-capitalist because people have a negative response to those words. Well, fuck those people. Fuck those people. Those people should be dead, okay? Your fucking emotional response is not my problem, not Michael W. Dean's problem. But he doesn't get that, or at least he didn't last time I listened. I haven't listened to Michael in a long time. Full disclosure, I have not listened to Freedom Fiends in a very long time. I don't know where Michael is ideologically right now. Today, on the 22nd of June, 2016, the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Unless you're a Jew, in which case I guess he's the first coming of Jesus Christ. And if you're a Muslim, I don't know, is he the second coming of Muhammad or is he just sucking Muhammad's cock? Yeah, those fucking Muslims, they're so tolerant and diverse. Unless, of course, you draw a picture of Muhammad, in which case they'll kill you. God, I can't wait. I cannot wait for them to come to the United States and start fucking raping women. You think I'm joking. Oh, you think I say that with sarcasm? You think I do? Oh, God damn it! I welcome the Muslim invaders. I do. I myself, although physically you would look at me and you would think that I am a heterosexual white man who works for a living, I do in fact identify as a lesbian Muslim woman. And I cannot wait for the Muslim invaders to come here, get on welfare, implement Sharia law, and rape women. I am so fucking excited for this to happen. You think, if you're stupid, you think I'm joking about that. And I'm not. I am dead fucking serious, you stupid fucking cunts. Here's the rant. Randy and I, in the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, founded in 1999, started on the internet in 1999, podcasting for 11 years, 12 years in November of 2016. God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. If you want to send us email, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet for the website, and of course on the Twitterverse until Anita Sarkeesian bans me because she's a stupid fucking fat cunt. Honest to God, seriously guys, the first time I saw Anita Sarkeesian is in many years ago, I looked at her and said, yeah, she's actually kind of cute. And she's getting older and fatter now. But it was my first response. I was like, hey, who's this chick? She's kind of cute, actually. And I found out who she was. If Anita Sarkeesian just lost some weight, shut her fucking mouth, and got a good spanking, she could be a good housewife. Again, you think I'm saying that to be I'm serious. Okay, the rant. I had to get my martini. This is the third podcast we've recorded today, and this is my second martini. It's going to get good. Still not on the naval strength gen, however, just so you know. All right, here's the rant. I talked about this a couple of podcasts ago. I'm sick of motherfuckers telling me they were in the military when they were actually in the reserves or the fucking National Guard or, worst of all, the fucking ROTC, the ROTCs. I am so fucking sick of fucking metrosexual college boy fucking fairies telling me I'm in the military. Really? What would you say? I was an ROTC in college. Oh, God damn it. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Now, said this before, I'm going to say this again. We're going to rant. We're going to try this other way. Then we're going to get back to why white women in North America want Muslims to come here and rape them. Because this is, welcome to episode 4 of the series, which has a title. I can't remember what it is. Randy, the fuck is the title? Where's the, God damn it. Not you guys. Nope, that's the wrong one. The other one. Statheist, Femistatist, Defend Muslim Rapist, episode 4. I don't know what the title of episode 4 is going to be. We just know that it's episode 4. I'll make up the titles later. Just fucking deal with it. Okay, here we go. I'm feeling good. Oh, I am ready to not give a shit about people. So, if you're in the military in the year 2016, I am ready right now to not give a shit about your feelings, so here's a trigger warning for you. I am about to fucking trigger your goddamn emotions. Okay, if you are in the military, if not the National Guard, not the Reserve, not the ROTC, if you're in the real military right now, year 2014, unless you're a Navy SEAL, you are probably a pussy. Now, the first thing that's coming to your mind is, I can kick your ass. That's great. You're 22 years old. I'm older than you. You train every day. I don't. I mean, if you can't kick my ass, then that's pretty sad. I would hope you can kick my ass. That's great. But, again, let's say that you're a fucking Army Ranger. And I say 2 plus 2 is 4. And you say 2 plus 2 is 5. And then you kick my ass. Is 2 plus 2 4 or is 2 plus 2 5? My ass has been thoroughly kicked. I am my ass kicked like a motherfucker. 2 plus 2 is still 4. And you are still a pussy. Here's why you're a pussy. I was just thinking about it. It's like these days in the military, it's like, well, they're in Afghanistan, okay? And you have internet and air-conditioned tents. You're pussies. I don't get, you have a fucking air conditioner in your tent and you're sitting around on fucking Facebook. You're a goddamn pussy. When I was your age, we didn't have that shit. Now, this extends beyond this because I'm thinking, well, does the world revolve around me? Actually, it does. But this illustrates an excellent point that I often make is that as humans, we use our, oh, go fuck yourself. That was just for whoever was getting pissed off. Go fuck yourself. We utilize our experiences as the base point. Right? I've talked about this before, like with the airports, with the younger generations, like the millennials right now, the kids right now who are 18 years old, have no concept of an airport without the TSA. And that's why there will never again in the United States be airports where you don't have the TSA touching people's nutsacks. Because the older people who remember airports before the TSA will die off, and for the younger people, the TSA being in the airport will be what they consider normal. Again, this is not like evil or stupid. This is natural human behavior, right? We consider that which we encountered when we were young, that is our reference point. Because, of course it is. That's when we're growing up. That's when we're experiencing the world for the first time. That becomes our reference point. This is why when speaking of anarcho-sissies, let's talk about Ben Stone. This is why when Ben Stone says stupid shit, and this is why I had to stop listening to him eventually, that and the other. Anyway, what do you say? Well, there'll be freedom when there's a market demand for freedom. There will never be a market demand for freedom in the United States. Especially at this point, the people being born right now today, like right now, right this minute, as I'm recording this podcast, there's a woman, her legs are apart, they're up in the fucking stirrups, and this baby comes out. That child, his reference point is right now, the TSA touching your nuts, the government monitoring all of your emails and telephone calls, the corporations knowing everything about you, Obama bombing 7 countries in 6 years, the government, having to go to the government to get permission to get married, to kill yourself. This is their reference point. This will be normal baseline for them. There will be no market demand for freedom. And if you believe that, Ben Stone, you are fucking stupid. So as I sit here and I say that when I was in the military, again, if you're new or if you need a reminder, it's in the United States Army, light infantry unit. Didn't drive around. We had to walk. We had to carry everything we had. Once in a while, we got a ride from the helicopters. Okay, light infantry. Rapid deployment force. Did I ever go anywhere and shoot people? You don't need to know. When I was in the military, when I was a 20-year-old in the military, I was more of a man than any 20-year-old in the military right now in the year 2016, unless you're a Navy SEAL. And just to throw this out, there's still, you know, it's like Army, Navy, Air Force, the Marines. There's always like all this. Okay, Air Force, seriously, nobody takes the Air Force seriously. That's why we call them the Chair Force. I was in the military. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, because there's always, you know, the Army and then the Navy and Marines. There's always that conflict between them. We give each other shit. But it's good-natured shit. Ultimately, the truth is, you know, I can respect the Marines. Not I'm talking about the modern Marines who are also pussies. They have women in there. They're right now, you're a 20-year-old Marine right now, today, 2016, you're a pussy. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking about real Marines, real Navy. I give them shit, but I can respect them. Navy SEALs are probably still the most elite military force. Air Force, you go fuck yourself. The Air Force is where the fucking losers are. The Air Force, like, yeah, I'm on a computer and I typed in some stuff. And if the president ever says launch the nuclear missiles, I'm going to turn my key. Oh, go fuck yourself. Air Force, go fuck yourself. All right. Anyhow, so I give the Navy and the Marines shit. But ultimately, you know, the Navy and the Marines, they're, you know, hey, man, sailing around on a ship or, God, being in a submarine. It would be cool to be in a submarine for, like, the first 7 or 8 days. Can you imagine being under the ocean in a submarine for a month or 2 months? Like, without even surfacing, just being in this tin can, not seeing the sky, recycled air. I mean, I don't know how long they stay. I know they can stay down. Technology is good. They can stay down for a long time. I mean, that's, you know, there's some psychological stuff going on there. It's, you know, I give them shit, you know, call them squids and everything. But then, you know, that's kind of fucking manly, man. And again, especially think about the old days when the technology wasn't what it is. In the early days of submarining, you're going under the ocean in this fucking semi-tested technology. I mean, you gotta kind of have some balls for that, man. Anyway, me, 20 years old in the military, much, much more of a man than any fucking little metrosexual fairy who's in the military right now today. But see, that's my point of reference. And this is the point. A 20-year-old in the military, in the Army, in Vietnam, Is he more of a man than me? Oh, you're goddamn right he was. 20-year-old in the military in World War II. Is he more of a man than the guy in Vietnam? Oh, you're fucking right he was. 20-year-old World War I in the fucking trench, walking around in the fucking mud. You got the fucking gangrene. You got fucking... Was he more of a man than a motherfucker in World War II? You bet your ass he was. Going all the way back, was a fucking 20-year-old Roman centurion more of a man than any of us? You're goddamn right he was. He didn't have no fucking internet. He didn't have no motherfucking air conditioning. He didn't have no motherfucking postal service. Actually, the Romans did have postal service. The other little rant about the military is they see, so now all the fucking, let's come with the yards, call you what you are, all the fucking faggots in the military today. I was in Afghanistan. I got shot at. Because that's what I'm going to fucking hear. You got shot at. Okay, children, let me fucking explain something to your faggot asses. I don't give a shit that you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. I just shut, you have an air conditioner, shut the fuck up. I know you can kick my ass. Shut the fuck up. Being shot at doesn't make you a man. Okay, let's say that I have a 5-year-old girl and she's mentally retarded. If I take a gun and I shoot in her direction, does she magically transform into a man? You know what makes you a man? Not getting shot at. Not getting detected when you're coming up on the enemy. That would make you a fucking... That would impress me. The ultimate example of this was motherfucking John McCain. When he was running... Well, not even like his entire life after it happened. But when he was running... I'm a war hero. I got shot down in Vietnam and I was captured. No. No, you're a fucking old, white, rich guy that the Republicans dredged up to run for president because they have no fucking clue how to go about beating Barack Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ, unless you're a Jew, in which case he's the first coming of Jesus Christ, or you're a Muslim, in which case you just don't really care because you're busy raping women. John McCain's running, I was shot down in Vietnam. And captured, and I'm a hero. No, John, let me explain this to you. The people who were heroes were the pilots who didn't get shot down and captured. See, the objective of warfare, so for those of you who are stupid, which includes most of you in the military today, here are the objectives of warfare in order of importance. Number one, accomplish the mission. Number two, stay alive. Number three, keep the other men, didn't say anything about women, that's a whole different ball, just shut the fuck up, you fucking whores and cunts. Keep the other men in your unit alive. Number four, don't get captured. Okay, I was shot down in Vietnam and I was a prisoner of war. You should elect me president. No, I would rather elect as president somebody who didn't get shot down and captured. You know, somebody who is fucking competent. I was shot at in Afghanistan. Well, then you suck, okay? I mean, please. It's one thing, World War II, you got shit, yeah, because everybody's shooting, but it's like, it's you're walking around in villages and intimidating fucking women and old people. Let us not, yeah, you know, they put bombs in the fucking road. Well, yeah, because they know you're stupid enough to drive down the road. Shut the fuck up. So anyhow, now that I've pissed off everybody in the armed forces, especially those of you fucking faggots who are in the fucking ROTC and the reserves and fucking National Guard who aren't even in the military. At least the people in the military in Afghanistan with their internet and their fucking tents, at least they actually are in the military. Yeah, I just did bitch about them and insult them and degrade them, but I can respect them for the fact that at least they are in the military. You're not. Shut up. All right. We will now return to episode 4 of Statheist Femistatist Defend Muslim Rapist. And we will continue with examples. The rest of this episode will be examples of why, whether you like it or not, Muslim men are the most manly men on the planet Earth in the year 2016, and why white women in North America want those men to come here and rape them. German member of Refugees Welcome raped by Afghan tenant. You guys think I'm joking. You think I'm joking. The first time I read an article about a woman in the United States of America, white woman in the United States of America, being raped by a Muslim refugee, I am going, you know what? In fact, I'm throwing it down right now. Here it is. I'm going to come on this podcast and I'm going to jack off out of pure fucking delight. I know you're gross. You're crass. Fuck you. This is not a safe space. You fucking cunts want the Muslim men to come here and rape you? This is the fourth podcast in a series explaining why you want them to rape you. And when it happens for the first time, I am going to be so fucking overjoyed that I was right. That I predicted this. Yeah, because I'm a fucking man, because I can fucking think. I know it's the patriarchy. Go fuck yourself. Actually, the Muslim immigrants are going to fuck you for yourself. You're not going to have to fuck yourself. They're going to come here and fuck you, whether you like it or not. Oh, it's going to be so glorious. Randy, you're not going to come in that day. You can come in just to look the other way. I'm going to pull out my cock and I am going to jack off while reading the article about the American white woman getting raped by a Muslim refugee. That is my sacred fucking promise to you. It will happen. That's how good it's going to be. German member of Refugees Welcome raped by Afghan tenant. There's a smile on my face is so big. Oh, God, if only you people could see the smile. German member of Refugee, blah, blah, blah. Okay. A 26-year-old Afghan man was last Thursday sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for rape. Oh, he gets 2.5 years of taxpayer support. He gets 3 meals a day, clean clothing, air conditioning, heating, gymnasium, weight room, books, television, counseling. Oh my God, it's so wonderful! You're so stupid! People, you fucking 99%ers, you're so fucking stupid. Oh. The sentence was given by the court in Cologne, writes local news outlet, something that I can't pronounce. Kolarus. Oh, by the way, so I'm reading articles. Most of these are from other countries because none of this, of course, is going to even remotely be touched by the American media. So I'm going to mispronounce every fucking name in every fucking city because it just is what it is. So there's, again, just like last episode, that's my apology in advance. I am not mispronouncing the names on purpose, not mispronouncing names to ridicule people. Mispronouncing names because I can't fucking produce. Whew. Mispronouncing names because I can't fucking pronounce them. If I slow down a little bit, fucking breathe, I might be able to fucking talk. The news outlet describes how the victim, a 20-year-old woman, had let the Afghan refugee stay with her in her apartment. The Afghan man came to Germany 2 years ago and the contact with the woman came through internet in the group Refugees Welcome. The rape happened during the night of October 25th last year, when the man sneaked into the 20-year-old woman's room while she was sleeping. The woman eventually managed to flee and then ran into another room in the apartment where her brother lives. Some hours before the rape, the Afghan man had failed for the first time to try to approach the 20-year-old woman, but she told him to stay away. The verdict writes that the court found aggravating circumstances in that the Afghan refugee had exploited the young woman's helplessness in connection with the rape. Gosh, so there's these Muslim rapists coming into my country. I should probably let one come live in my apartment with me. But remember, women are just as smart as men are. So see, there's this religion. Deep breath. All right, seriously. Look, this is woman logic. Okay, listen. Deep fucking breath, man. Okay. Okay. This is woman logic. Women. This is what goes through their mind, okay? If women already know this. If you're a man, if you're trying to understand women, remember, there's nothing to understand because they're stupid. Their brains have two compartments. One is for shopping, the other one they don't use. This is the brain of a woman. A woman says to herself, there's a religion called Islam, and members of the Islam religion kill homosexuals by throwing them off of roofs. They make women wear burqas. They rape 12-year-old girls. Then they kill the 12-year-old girls because they're not virgins anymore. I should let one of these people live in my apartment with me. But you know who's really evil? You know who needs to be exterminated to make the world a better place? Those fucking Mormons. Because those fucking Mormons, why, they believe in polygamy. Some of their men have multiple wives, and their wives live with them, and those men have jobs and buy their wives food and clothing and shelter them and love them. And those fucking Mormons, they play board games with their children. Wow, we really need to exterminate those fucking Mormons because they're so terrible. I really want a Muslim to come and live with me. That's what goes through the brain of a woman. That is what's happening inside the brain of a statheist, femistatist, white woman from North America. This is why, when they get raped by Muslim men, I'm going to laugh. I'm sorry, again, remind me again. How many Mormons have flown airplanes into buildings? How many Buddhists have blown themselves up in public areas? Remind me again, how many Jehovah's Witnesses have gone into gay dance clubs and shot 100 people? Oh, that's right. None! But what's the threat to humanity, according to the fucking statheist, femistatist, fucking left-wing statist fucking cunt? It's those goddamn Christians. Yeah, I'm not a Christian. I'm not. But again, this is this shit about all religions are equal. No, they're not. No, they are not. The idea that Islam and Buddhism are on the same fucking level, this is the sort of shit. You have to be a dumb fucking cunt to believe that. You have to go to college to believe something that fucking stupid. Do you want to live in a Buddhist society or an Islamic society? That's a no fucking brainer. I'll take a Buddhist society. I'll take the Jehovah's Witnesses. I will take the Mormons. I cannot emphasize how fucking serious I am when I say that white women in North America deserve to be raped by Muslims. When they come here and they rape you, I am going to come on this podcast and I am going to fucking laugh and I am going to laugh and I'm going to fucking laugh and then I am going to jack off and then I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh and then I'm going to drink some martini and then I'm going to laugh some fucking more. European women welcome Muslim migrants into their homes, only to get raped for their hospitality. More women, including young girls, are being raped in Sweden and Germany by Muslim migrants. But news of the attacks does not get published for weeks, even months, according to the Christian website WND. What is even more troubling is that there are many rape cases that are never reported. Now, I'm trying to read my notes here. I have something scribbled here. It doesn't matter. What is even more troubling is that many of these rape cases are never reported or only quietly reported without media coverage because of the leftist mentality towards rape at the hands of Muslim migrants in parts of Europe. Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, explained this leftist mentality during an interview last month. He said, "Progressives in Europe believe it's impossible for an oppressed class of people, such as Muslims, to commit rape against white European women, arguing that these Muslims are merely lashing out in violence against those they see as oppressing them." But again, this whole thing where, yeah, it's not their fault, the patriarchy is for, right, I talked about this thing where the German chick, I think it's in here. It's actually in here. I haven't talked about it yet. Getting ahead of myself. In some cases, the assaults take on a surprising twist when the guilt is placed more on Western culture than on Muslim rapists. Last February, a 24-year-old German woman. All right, I'm gonna try to actually fucking read. Hold on, deep breath. Drink of martini. Composure. I know some of you are saying, "Oh, Jesus Christ, I almost spilled my martini." Some of you right now are whining about the quality of the podcast. You know the answer. Go fuck yourself. Not a safe space. Suck a dick. Okay. I am having fun, and that's all that matters. Either you're listening and you're having fun, or you're not having fun, in which case you're stupid. All right. Last February, a 24-year-old German woman reported she was attacked and gang raped by a group of Muslim migrants in a parking lot. However, 2 weeks later, she shockingly expressed sympathy with her rapist, saying they were mere, quote, victims, unquote, of German and Western culture. The woman even posted an apology on her Facebook page to the three men who raped her, blaming their actions on the racist atmosphere and sexist society in Germany. She began her post by writing, quote, dear male refugees, I am so sorry, unquote. And yeah, this is the fucking female rationalization hamster. Again, she wanted to be raped by these men. She wants the alpha male cock. She wants the alpha male sperm. And of course she rationalizes it. She wanted that sperm in her cunt. Biology says, get the alpha male sperm in your cunt. Her brain will rationalize this in whatever way it has to fucking... Her brain will come up with aliens came down from space and fucking beamed me to the Andromeda Galaxy where fucking, you know, Ultra Dog came out and gave me a fucking plate of broccoli. I mean, her brain will do whatever her brain needs to do in order to rationalize the alpha male sperm in her cunt. This is called biology. A Norwegian man also reported having been raped earlier this year by a Somali migrant. He then expressed guilt and remorse when the rapist was deported back to Somalia. Thank you for raping me, German socialist woman thanks Muslim refugees in Facebook post for gang raping her. Because of the unbelievable nature of this post, I have no words to say other than some reports are saying she may have been a German-born woman of Turkish descent. Either way, it has been confirmed that she is a member of the Young Socialist. We profiled her last month. We profiled last month how the same German socialist youth were saying that it was better to have Muslim rapist than German racist. So here is the bitch who got raped, gang raped by the Muslims. This is a translation of what she posted on Facebook. I don't speak German. Don't know how accurate it is. This quote-unquote translation could be complete bullshit. If you speak German, seek this out. Read it for yourself. If you don't, find somebody who does. Dear male refugees, perhaps of my age, perhaps a few years younger, a bit older, I am so sorry. Blah, 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 she says some shit that I don't give a shit about. I wanted an open, friendly Europe, one in which I'd be happy to live and where we would both be safe. Sorry. I am so unbelievably sorry for both of us. You are not safe because we live in a racist society. I am not safe because we live in a sexist society. But what I am most sorry about is that the circumstances of the sexist and the excessive actions that were done to me will only contribute to the increasing and ever more aggressive racism to which you are exposed. I promise you I will scream. I will not allow it to go on happening. I will not look on and do nothing and let it happen when racist and concerned citizens say you are the problem. You are not the problem. You are actually not any problem. You are mostly wonderful people who have earned the right as much as anyone else to be safe and free. Thank you for being who you are, and it's great that you are here. Yes, you see, Muslim rapists are not the problem because Muslims, like women, have no agency. They can't help raping women. The patriarchy is forcing them to do this. What's really happening here is the, I am a white man. I am a heterosexual white man with a job. I like to fuck women. I earn my money. I'm not on welfare. Did I force these Muslim pieces of shit who should be dead to gang rape this woman. I did not do this. They raped this woman because they are the most manly men on the planet Earth in the year 2016. They raped this woman because they had the courage to do so. They raped this woman And they got away with it because this dumb fucking cunt rationalized getting raped because she wants the alpha male sperm in her cunt. Woman welcomes Muslim refugee into home, gets raped. Left has suicidal death wish. The story sounds eerily similar to another one. This is some blah, blah, blah. Actually, we've already read this. This is the chick who got raped. We've read it. Anyway. Fucking martini. Oh, it's so good. So, story I've already read to you, blah, blah, blah. This was a 26-year-old woman, or no, 26-year-old man who raped a 20-year-old woman. The story sounds eerily similar to another out of Sweden earlier this month. A mother there, working with a welcoming group, decided to open her home to a male refugee. She made her daughter leave her room so she could offer the child's room to the migrant. The migrant decided to sexually assault a 10-year-old daughter. That's the 10-year-old with the titties we talked about. I still don't know that 10-year-olds have titties, but whatever. I've never seen a naked 10-year-old girl. In fact, Muslim migrants raping those trying to help them is not that unusual. A 24-year-old spokeswoman for the socialist Left Youth Solid, identified only as Selena G, was attacked and gang raped in a parking lot in February. She reported the crime, but 2 weeks later, in a fit of guilt, she identified with her rapist as victims of German and Western culture. The woman posted an apology on her Facebook page to all three men, to the three men who raped her, blaming their actions on the racist atmosphere and sexist society in German. Blah, blah, blah. I just read that to you. A Norwegian man who is an activist in support of anti-racist welcoming cause was anally raped earlier this year by a Somali migrant and expressed guilt and remorse when the rapist had been deported back to Somalia. Karsten Nordahl Huka, a member of the Norwegian Socialist Left Party who described himself as an ardent, quote, feminist and anti-racist, unquote, confessed to a documentary team about his despair at seeing the man deported. Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, explained the leftist mentality towards rape at the hands of Muslim migrants in an interview with Jamie Glasov last month, titled, quote, avoiding rape is white privilege, unquote. In that interview, Greenfield said progressives believe it's impossible for an oppressed class of people such as Muslims to commit rape against a white person. They are merely lashing out in violence against those they see as oppressing them. My reading skills are quickly going to shit. For this reason, many of the rapes of women volunteering as aid workers in the Palestine territories and in refugee camps across Europe are never reported or quietly reported without media coverage. This reflects and manifests very much the whole narrative of fellow travelers, of leftist and communist, who are very willing to sacrifice others, including themselves, on the altar of utopian ideals. And what is it that I have said about the statist, whether it's left-wing statist or right-wing statist? The statist is someone who hates your freedom so much she will give up her own freedom. The statist is someone whose hatred for other people is so great that she will let herself be raped, not just because she wants the alpha male sperm. But because she so desperately wants Western civilization to be destroyed that she doesn't care what happens to her. It's completely irrelevant to the statheist femistatist what happens to her. Her hatred for Western civilization, for white men, is so great that she will willingly be raped by Muslim men because she knows that that's just one small brick in the wall towards the destruction of Western culture. Randy, we're going long. Let me see, how long are we going? We're not going too long, but we're going long. Deal with it. So do not play the closing music till I give you the word. Meanwhile, at least 26 German women were sexually assaulted by Muslim migrants at a free concert Sunday in Germany. In attacks, the Daily Mail described as, quote, similar to those carried out in Cologne over New Year's Eve. Three Pakistani men are already under arrest after 26 women. 26. Well, that's math. That's patriarchy. That's a number. It's mathematics. I'm oppressing women. After 26 women filed complaints that they had been inappropriately touched, fondled, and groped during the festival in the city of Darmstadt or some fucking shit. You women need to understand that these guys are Muslims, and when they touch and grope and fondle your body, it's because of the patriarchy. And, you know, unless you're going to put their dicks in your mouth, you need to keep your mouth shut, you fucking whores. You need to understand that these men are Muslims, and they can fondle your body as much as they want. Now, if they were white men, if they were heterosexual white men from the United States of America who work for a living, then if they just look at you, that would be rape. But Islam is the religion of peace. And when a Muslim looks at you, and then a Muslim touches you, and the Muslim gropes you, let's say the Muslim slaps you, and maybe the Muslim pushes you over and pulls your pants down because you're not wearing a dress like a real woman. Say he pulls your pants down and he sticks his cock inside your cunt. You need to understand that you need to shut the fuck up, because he's only doing that because of the patriarchy. It's not his fault. He's just like you. He has no moral agency. He can't control his behavior. He is only doing what the patriarchy, the white cisgendered patriarchy in the United States, is forcing him to do. He can't control himself. Police said the number of complaints could rise, and at least two other migrant suspects are being sought. All the female victims said they were surrounded before being touched and fondled at the Schlabbergasten fucking festin' fucking shitty, probably fucking hippie jam music festival. The three men arrested were said to be between 28 and 31 and are Pakistani nationals seeking asylum in Germany. Yeah, they're probably really only 15 years old, because mathematics is patriarchy. Sweden and Denmark now have the highest rates of sexual assault in the European Union, according to a study by the European Agency for Fundamental Rights. The findings were based on data from 2012 that was published in 2014. Last year, 163,000 asylum seekers came to Sweden, and the expectation is that between 70,000 and 140,000 more will come this year, to a country with a total population of just 9.5 million. Germany has taken in many more Muslim migrants, more than 1 million over the last year, but its population is 80 million, so Sweden has actually transformed itself at a faster rate based on per capita population. Swedish journalist Ingrid Karlsfest of Gaston Institute filed an insightful report on the country's migrant situation recently. Quote, "One of the things Swedes are most scared of is rape," unquote, says Karlqvist. Yes, and they voted for that. The Swedish women, it's a fucking democracy. They wanted the fucking rapists. Now they're like, hey, we're afraid of rape. Well, go fuck yourself, cunt. If you're afraid of rape, why do you keep supporting and electing the politicians who let the rapist come into your country? This is the disconnect in the female brain. The female brain is not able to understand cause and effect. Again, evolution, they don't need to. The female brain is geared towards find a man to give me free shit so I can make babies. Cause and effect, no fucking need for the female brain to understand cause and effect. You elect a politician who says, I'm going to bring Muslim rapists to the country. Muslim rapists come to the country. Muslim rapists rape Swedish women. Swedish women have no idea why this is happening. They can't figure it out. Cause and effect? Well, that's patriarchy. That's like math. That's like logic. That is patriarchy. That's oppression. That's racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. Even though it's illegal for police in Sweden to keep stats on ethnic background, immigration status, or religion of criminals, of course it is. Of course it is. And soon it will be so in the United States as well. Carlquist says it's the worst kept secret in Sweden as to who is responsible for the near 1,500% increases in rapes. Jesus Christ, I have so much more to go. Do I really? Fuck it. Randy, play the music. We're out of here. I got shit to do. We'll finish. Apparently, there's going to be another fucking part. Imagine that. Long-winded motherfucker that I am. All right. See you guys down the road. I'm going to finish this martini, go do some shit, and yeah.